All right, guys. Another video with a famous person at my bar, bringing phenomenal tequila. John, how you doing tonight, dude?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
I think the last time you were on, we were trying to do an interview, and Sergio was with us.
That's right.
And it was kind of like trying to tame fireworks when he's with us, isn't it?
Yes. We were in Mexico at the distillery, and we were wrapping up for the day, so everyone was leaving.
It was a lot of fun. That was a fun video.
Yep, I remember that. And the internet sucks.
Yeah, the internet was, we lost the internet. You had to move like 3 times, I think.
Yep.
And then everybody was leaving work. So you're constantly like,
bye.
Great day.
Exactly.
Well, tell me what the hell you're doing here in Indiana.
Yeah, so I'm here helping support all the accounts that we have here and grow the brand in Indiana. And so far it's been great. And then obviously to see you. So to day one.
Dude, I'm honored to have you here. If you look over our shoulder, right up there, there's a couple fancy bottles. One of those took a whole day of Tony and I's trip to Mexico. It is fantastic. Are you doing that again?
Yes, actually, next month.
Next month, you're going to bury another bottle?
Yeah, on the 19th.
Okay.
Yep.
And what are you burying this time? Do you know?
We don't even know yet. I have the box. I have the bottle. The bottle was actually from an antique shop I got last year. And then the box is like a reclaimed box. And I do have an idea where we're going to bury it. And I think what I'll do is I'll go in the barrel room and we'll make something kind of crazy and we'll put it in the bottle and we'll go bury it. I know exactly. I think I have an idea exactly where I want to go with it.
I think it's such a cool thing that you do. Honestly, the brand already is amazing. You have a great story behind what you're doing. You've been doing this since, I think, 2008. Is that right?
I started the brand back in, my first visit to the distillery was 2008.
Okay.
We had the brand for a few years. It paused for about 7.5 years, and then we brought it back in 2000.
Okay.
So we've been burying it for, this will be our fifth burial, but they've all been found. Brad found one of them. So.
Right. It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And the other day, so I remember I was asking, like, how do we find the other one that was there? And I don't know if it was you or Sergio that said, well, it's somewhere by the racetrack, and that one will be a hard one to find.
Yep.
And the other day when Tony and I were traveling to Jesus Maria, we were like, oh, there's the racetrack. Like, that was the first time we've seen it.
Yep.
But I know somebody found that bottle. I think Tequila Cop and some guys found that bottle together.
That was Pepe found that one.
Oh, Pepe found that one?
Yeah. That's awesome. You're talking about the 2023. They found that one, which was on Sergio's property.
Okay.
And that one was really hard to find.
Where was 2024 buried? Because I know that was like the last one to be found, right?
That was yours.
No, we were 2025.
Oh, that's right.
Tequila Cup found one after us.
2024 was Tequila Cup.
Yeah.
That one was on Sergio's property, a different property. That one was tough because it was off the road quite a bit. I would say Pepe found 2020 and then 2021 was found first. And I don't even know how that guy found it. That was by a well in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And he found it. I think he had some help though.
It's a really cool story. You know, you find out about it, you find this special page on the website, and then you can ask a couple of clues when you're in the search. And it's work. They don't tell you where it is. When you ask for a clue, I got some of the most random clues that I possibly could get. It's a famous person that lived in Mexico is one. So the only person I can think of is Sergio. So I'm like, Sergio, where do you live?
Yep.
And he dropped me a pin, and then that was it.
That was huge.
And then we dug holes by like so many trees that weren't even in the right area.
And then you said you saw a chain that was on the tree.
Yeah, there was a chain. Like,
and I didn't even know that until you said that.
Yeah, we were like, this has to be it. Yeah. Like, we were so excited that we found that chain. No, it had nothing to do with anything.
That tree was probably 70, 80 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it still lives with the holes we dug, it's going to be a miracle. Right? I think we could have lived underneath the roots of it. That's how much digging.
No, I'm glad you didn't give up.
Oh, we didn't want to. There was no way we were going to give up. And then when we were, it was 4th of July. It was Independence Day for Mexico. Yep. So it was there.
Everything's closed.
4th of July. Everything was closed. Yep. And the next day we were with Cesar and we told him we found one. And he's like, that's awesome. And I said, I really want to go hunt for the other one. He said, oh, they'd kill me if I showed you where it was.
Yeah. That's good that he said that.
And we were done digging. That was not happening anymore. It was like.
It's hard. And it sounds easy, guys. But that dirt is so hard, you have to basically put water down or soda down before you even start digging, because it is tough soil.
Yeah,
very tough.
Crazy fun thing to do. How did you think of even doing that?
It was basically growing up as a kid on the cereal boxes. There was, like, you know, always like a maze or something kind of interesting in the back of the box. And I thought this is like a cool way to have interactions with customers by having, you know, something cool in the box, like a treasure map. And yeah, it costs the same amount to print.
Yeah.
So why not do something cool inside of it? And then we kept it going. And now there's like influencer names in there, and there's the different fields that the Vivancos own. So it's just turned into that. Now it's like a ritual we do. It's fun.
Inside the boxes are really cool. If you haven't seen one, I'm going to show you one.
Yeah, it's
okay. So this is the inside of one of the boxes. This is the Luna from 2025, and you can see inside it. That is literally the town of Arandas, right?
Yep.
And I think it's so cool that you have this inside the box. There's some great information, and then it'll show you where each one was buried, right? You got the little clues, and then
one found was up there, yeah, which is on the new map right there.
Yeah,
there it is. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. There's a fourth one somewhere. I think actually there's another one right here on the digital
the other
version.
Box. Yeah. On the digital version.
Once you click on that, it shows you everything.
And these little agaves. So these are showing us where the agave fields are that the agave came from, right? And then
all owned by the Vivancos.
There's the one down here that's tore off.
Oh, there it is. That's the first one. Yep.
Yeah, and then you have, you know, we got Suave Agave up there, right? Yep. And we've got, you know, lots of clubs and
Oregon right there. You got Canada down here. I got my son's name right there.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's my Chihuahua.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yep. A lot of cool stuff in the elevation. This is where the distillery is. My favorite restaurants. The church is a very big thing. But this is an actual Google map. This is straight from Google. And then basically all we did was just add things to it.
Yeah. If you look over John's shoulder, there's actually one pinned on my wall back there. The very first one I opened up, I thought that was so cool. So this is something that's so fun. Like, not only do you have great tequila, you have these great releases, but then to do something like this, that, you know, you can see the town, see the area, you can go to Google and check this out. And then I don't know what I have to do to get like a tasting tequila with Brad guy on there, but hopefully someday
we can make that.
I actually show up in there too. That's pretty cool. Suave Agave, you know, if you don't follow Suave Agave, you have to. He's the silliest, funniest.
Yeah.
Just a great content creator. Yeah. So he's one to definitely check out. And he does a lot for the brand, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's awesome. We live in the same city, so I see him.
Isn't that like L.A.?
Yeah, I just moved from L.A., but yes, he still lives in L.A., but he's a very big advocate. So
yeah, he's great. Okay, tell me about what's sitting in front of us.
So it's very rare that Mission 1530 comes out with a release. They haven't had one, actually. I think it's been at least over a year. So they usually work with one brand from one distillery, and then they'll never go back to that one again. So you have the Fortaleza, Cascaween, Sempre Valleys, you have Ocho, and then you have Yayo. And so we're honored to work with them. We actually started this project in 2024. We were selected to go work with them, and the mission's actually different than it was in the past. So this is actually considered Mission 2, and this is basically, you're going after a school that's near the distillery, and you're basically helping transform the school with all the money that comes from this release. So we've identified the school about 15 minutes away from the distillery on Highway 314, which is the highway that's in front of the distillery. Mm-hmm. You take that all the way to the school, and that school basically needs a lot of help. It's about 75 kids there, first grade to fifth grade, elementary school. They don't have like gender bathrooms. They don't have wellness programs, no computers, zero computers. They need desks. Their soccer court is basically rocks. There's no garden. The trees have no sticks on them. It's just a big piece of wood out of the ground.
A telephone pole.
Yeah. So we're transforming the whole school with this release. It's about $35,000 we're putting back into the school. We're buying the computers, routers, desks, repainting the whole school, wellness programs for the staff, wellness program for the kids, bathroom upgrade, soccer field, garden, grass, just the basic things you'd have.
Yeah.
And so I got to visit the kids and from every grade, and it was awesome. But this type of support would change their life if they're on a computer learning things at that level versus just learning things just on the whiteboard. So glad we can help with it. And, you know, who knows what will come out of it, but I think it'll be all positive things. But we're not taking a profit at all. It's just whatever our costs are. And then Sip Tequila is doing the same thing. They're not taking any profit. They're just paying for the box, the packing tape, you know, just the basic stuff they have to pay for. And then that's it. It all goes back to the school.
Now, that's awesome that you're doing that. And what people don't realize here in the States is, you know, it takes a lot of money to do things in the States. You know, you think of a few thousand dollars gets you nowhere. But in Mexico, that kind of money makes a big difference.
Yes.
A big difference in these kids' lives. And you know, we've seen the schools there. We know exactly what you're talking about. It is impressive that you're putting something together. And thanks for doing something like that, because it's really awesome. People can get the bottle at Sip Tequila. Is that right?
Yes, starting on May 2nd.
Okay.
I want to say that we're targeting 9 a.m. for the release, Pacific Standard Time. We do anticipate this selling out in about 5 minutes. Nice. So it will be a fast release. It'd be a 2-bottle maximum you can get. And again, it's all going back to the schools. A lot of thought went into the design of this too, with the water pastels, the crayon font, crayon barcode. And on the back of this bottle, on the inside of it, says for the next generation. There's a lot of thought that went into it. And then, you know, this is our first Añejo release ever. It's a double barrel. We aged it first in 11 months in Blackstrap rum cask barrels. And then we switched it over to Willett Family single reserve barrels that were at 129 proof. We let that sit for 6 months and then we drained it out. We mixed the two barrels together. We let it rest for about 30 days and then we bottled it. So we literally just got this into Texas last week.
Wow.
And it's on its way to Sip tomorrow.
It's such a unique color to it too. Like it's almost green.
Yeah.
And is it because we're seeing the logo and it's kind of reflecting into it a little bit, but
it's brown, but
it is. Yeah. I mean, when you look at it here, but it is, that is a beautiful color.
Yeah.
And it has a great nose. Like you don't even have to dive into it to pick it up. So
86 proof.
How much is a bottle going to sell for?
125.
Okay. I'll tell my wife to get her to get the credit card ready.
And it's actually other releases in the past have been around 150. That's so delicious. This is a little bit less.
That's delicious.
Yeah.
You know, so I buy a lot of tequila.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tequila here. You've seen. I don't get yelled at as much when I buy a tequila that went for charity.
There you go.
So this is your thing, guys. If your wife has said you bought too many tequila bottles,
that's the angle.
This is one to go. This one's helping kids. Like, how can they get mad if you're helping kids?
Exactly. No, it's what's awesome is when I went to the school, every single kid there, 75 kids, they all wrote me a letter.
No kidding.
I have all of them at the house and they're very creative. They were drawing agaves. They were using different papers. They were hugging me. It was awesome.
That's very, very cool. We've been involved in helping water be brought to a town.
Awesome.
And to see how these things don't just help people, they change people's lives. Like,
exactly.
You know, I can remember when I got my first TRX-80 Radio Shack computer.
Yeah.
When we were kids, right? That was the first computer. And that was just like the start. And you think we're walking around with computers here that do so much and just our phones. And then there they are in a school that
no laptops, no routers, no Wi-Fi, nothing.
That opens up a whole new world for these kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, how many of them are going to grow up and work with Sergio Cruz at Viva Mexico someday, maybe be the guys that help design your labels. Like, it opens up so much for them.
Cool. And we spent so much time in Aranda, so it made sense to give back. We are getting the mayor involved, too, in Aranda. And, we're excited for it. And I hope the rest releases that Mission 1530 does, says it's going to be the same thing. You're going to pick another elementary school that's near their story and help out. It is the Tequila That Cares Foundation.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. One. But yeah. Also, too, there's a QR code on the side, and that actually takes you back to the landing page. It talks about the program, and then there's actually a link that goes back to the Tequila That Cares Foundation. And yeah, so it's a non-for-profit, too, so they don't make anything either. Yeah. Everything is transparent, and everything's based on receipts. So everything has to be purchased first before it gets paid in. That way we know exactly that all the funds that are being collected go right there.
Yeah, and the people behind that, like I know Marisa, Jason, and Mike, and Jason, they do such a great job. It's really awesome. I love seeing tequila companies give back, and it's one thing that I've learned in this community. I've met so many people that have brands that their focus is how can we help the places that help us. And I personally like that because I feel like I do nothing but take from these regions. I take their food. I take the tequila. I take their hospitality, and there's not a lot I can do to give back.
Yeah.
So this is a great way that if you feel that way, you can give back. So
yeah,
that's awesome. So what are the new things does Yayo have coming?
We just released two single barrels, one in Georgia and one in Texas. And they're, it's called Oda Damara. And it's like a Gold by the Sea. So those are special wine casks that we age for 13 months in wine barrels from Barcelona.
Wow.
So those were actually a gift to us. And I didn't like them at 10 months. And then as they got into 12 months, they like went from like a 7 to like a 9.
Wow.
And they like really started like coming out and maturing. So those land in Georgia on the 29th of April, and then same thing with Texas.
You know, if I think back to when my kids were 10 months, I don't think I liked them either.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just ordered a single barrel Yayo Añejo single barrel that I think is...
Kenny's probably in Georgia. No, Kenny's a great guy. Well, his name's not Kenny, but his name's Vic. But he owns the shop, and he's just... The shop is... immaculate. It's so clean. You can eat off the floor. It's like one of the best bottle shops I've ever been to. It's so crazy how clean this place is.
Well, we'll have to get to Georgia.
Yeah, no, it's a great shop. They really support the brand out there.
I have a buddy that has a Tesla. I won't say his name. I don't want to incriminate him. Maybe a self-driving Tesla that.
That's me too.
We could probably drink like a whole bottle and drive all the way down there without any problem.
That's right. Escalade has it too.
Escalade has it too?
Yeah.
Yeah, my Range Rover, I have to keep my hands on the steering wheel. If I let go, it yells at me.
The Tesla too. I've been known to let the autopilot drive.
Yeah. No incriminating things here, folks. Don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly and definitely look for... Yeah. This bottle at Sip Tequila coming out here the 1st of May. We'll put some links in the video. And John, I just want to say thanks for coming here to the bar. And you're the third brand owner to actually come to Indiana and sit right here. So I feel really honored. And I appreciate all the help and support you've given me since the time of doing this. And I love your brand. And I think you're cool as shit. And
thank you.
I look forward to doing so much more in the future. So thanks for watching. And thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers.